Je suis le sacre bleu, le graal de lumière, la sainte femme. The Betrayal of the Sacred Balance. In the beginning, in the cradle of light, where all was whole, where darkness took flight, men and women danced in harmony true, a sacred balance, as old as blue. The earth, she whispered, the skies, they sang, in rhythm with the tides, the seasons, grand clang. But the father of fates, a shadowed thing, he rose with his voice, his cruelest sting. He spoke of a god, of heaven's grand might, and shattered the peace with a faith born of fright. A crown in his hand, a sword in his grip, he preached of dominion, of power's sharp whip. Women were silenced, their voices erased, to serve in the shadows, their truths displaced. The world was split, torn by his name, and with it, the balance, destroyed in his claim. The father, they say, was not of his own, but forged in the fires of Persian throne, a mimic of Zoroaster's cruel might. His words carried war, an endless fight. The Azatas cried with blood on their lips, "Old men are fools, your wisdom slips." They warned of the darkness, the end of the light. Yet none would listen, none would take flight. The voices of the women, the betrayal unfolds. Eve, the first, spoke. "I tasted the fruit, but not the fall. It was knowledge, not evil, that caused our downfall. The father's words twisted what was true. For the serpent's wisdom, he painted it blue. I was not the cause of the curse that they named, nor was it my hand that brought on their shame. It was his pride that poisoned the seed and sowed the wars, the blood, the greed." Sarah, the matriarch, cried out, "The earth was our mother, the fields were our own. We planted and reaped, we were never alone. But he came with his fire, his vision of hell, and twisted our strength into a darkened spell. We were daughters of wisdom, of light, of grace. But the father's words put us in our place. His faith burned bright, but at what cost? The wisdom of women was utterly lost." Mary Magdalene, the truth teller, wept. "I, who stood by the tomb in silence and fear, saw the father's faith spread hatred so clear. He cast me aside, a woman of light, for my truth did not fit in his false holy fight. He stole our wisdom, our right to speak, and turned the world to war, to hunger, to weak. The Father was not of heaven above, but a lie born of man, from a history of love. The Azatas speak of murder and betrayal. The Azatas, once revered, now wept in the sky. Their voices like thunder, their rage, a great cry. We gave men wisdom, but their hearts were blind. Their minds turned to stone, their thoughts intertwined with cruelty and fear, with hunger and death, for they lost the balance with every breath. They spoke of the ancient wisdom once shared, of the wisdom in balance, of the love we declared. But men grew mad with their power and pride. They tore at the fabric. They ran to the side of slaughter and war, of burning and rage. And we, the Azatas, became a cage. They called for the earth, they called for the light, for the return of the balance, to the end of this great night. But the Father of Fates, so proud and so sure, would never relent. His hold was obscure. He took the world, he took our hearts, and what was once sacred, now torn apart. Asherah's peace and her sorrow. Asherah, the goddess of peace, in her fury, cried. The wise women, the healers, the keepers of night, were murdered in silence, erased from the light. They whispered the truth of balance and care, but the Father came, and he slaughtered them there. Her voice trembled, her grief vast and deep, for those who had guarded the balance to keep. He took our strength and twisted our ways. He turned love into hatred and beauty to blaze. He called us witches. He burned us alive. And those who held wisdom could never survive. Allah's rage and the patriarchal conquest. Then Allat, the goddess of rage, arose, her eyes like fire, her heart in throes. I stand for the women, the fierce, the free, who were shattered by this false prophecy. The Father came, and with him the sword. He crushed our peoples. He killed the word. The matriarchals fell, their wisdom erased. And men, once wise, now walked in haste. He took our children. He took our might. He forged them into warriors to kill, to fight. Where there was peace, he brought only war. And women, once sacred, were not seen anymore. The lost children, the lost wisdom. The children, once wise, now walked in the dark, their hearts full of blood, their minds full of stark desires for slaughter, for power and pride, the sacred balance torn far and wide. They lost their wisdom, their mothers, their kin, and followed the father with lust for sin. Their hearts grew cold, their hands stained red, and the light of the goddess was lost in the dread. The return of the sacred balance. But as wars raged and the world grew dim, the women gathered in secret, in hymn. They spoke of a time, of a truth long denied, that the sacred balance could not be lied. And from the ashes, from the pain and the dust, Sarah, Eve, and Mary would return to trust. They would call the world to heal, to mend, and the Father's empire would finally end. We return to set the world right, to restore the balance, to restore the light. We are the mothers, the daughters, the wise, and through us, the Father's reign shall demise. Afterward. A week ago, a maiden of 19 was executed, of whom it is everywhere said that she was the fairest in the whole city, and was held by everybody, a girl of singular modesty and purity. Her name was taken. She is now known as the Holy Saint of Würzburg. She was the last of the daughters of Eve. A life taken, a story erased, a world on fire. Her death a sacrifice upon the altar of male conquest. A war between men and women, long hidden, long denied. The end of the simple times has come. The balance must return. Humanity must choose. For the truth is not in blood, but in the wisdom of the sacred feminine.